Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.6:15 on this Monday morning, November 28th. Hope everybody had a nice Thanksgiving weekend. Could have been better for the Tigers. Certainly could have been better for the Saints, but it was pretty good for the Green Wave, wasn't it, Mike Dettillier?
Yes, it was. It was a big effort Friday afternoon on the road to beat the Cincinnati team that had rolled through it at home for a long time, and you come away with a W. And can't say enough about Tajay Spears. Yep. I mean, he's the best player on the field. He just a tremendous football player, young man. I saw play at Ponchatoula, and has just made such a big impact on this Tulane football team the last 2 years.
So next week they play UCF, and UCF beat them 2 weeks ago. Do I remember that right or not?
A couple weeks back, yep.
Yeah. What about the rematch? I forgot the score of the game. Was it close or not?
Well, Plumlee took over running the football, and they won pretty handily. Again, the score was no indication. UCF was in control of that game for the most part because of the running skills of Plumlee. Now, he was pulled from the game at halftime. He doesn't throw the football well, but he knows how to run it, man. He's a really good athlete, and so you got a shot again now, but you can't let one guy kind of control things like he did in that first game.
Let's go to the Saints. I watched the game. I was on a golf course and then kind of came home and watched it where you speed through, and you do watch the game a little bit differently when you don't have all that stuff going on in between. Andy Dalton did have some guys. I questioned some of the reads he made, but I wasn't there. The defense, I don't think you can criticize the defense at all, because I think if you give up only 13 points, you should win. Jimmy Garoppolo made some plays that are out of this world where you got people hanging on to him, but yet it seems like Andy Dalton hits the receivers in the face with the ball on our side and we can't come up with the catch.
Tommy, I've seen this show before.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
It's been quite a few years, but I've seen
it before.
Before
this season, Mike. You saw it before this season, too, right?
Bad teams find a way to lose.
Yep.
Okay? This was a winnable football game yesterday.
Yep.
And you found a way to lose it. And I'm not taking anything away from the 49ers. They got talent, and they play really good defense. But yesterday, the Saints defensively really played well, and well enough to win.
Yep.
You had some critical and some dumb penalties on defense, but overall, you played as well as you could possibly play. Offensively, you wondered a little bit. You got two fumbles by Kamara, which were critical in this football game. You got at least three passes that hit players right in the helmets, so to speak, through their hands.
Right between the
hands. And I still have no idea what's a catch and what's not a catch in the NFL today.
That confuses me.
It's unbelievable to watch this over and over and over again. And, you think you know, but you really don't. They call it the way they want to call it. So, again, though, it goes back to it. Bad teams find a way to lose. And you found a way to lose a winnable game yesterday. on the road against a good football team, but you found a way to lose. Can't blame it on the refs. You know, nope. you can't blame it that's an easy excuse. You had a lot of opportunities yesterday to put that game away or be in the hunt at the end and couldn't do it. But I've seen it before. I've done a lot of second-guess shows in the past with those type teams. I just haven't done it since 06 once. Peyton started to change the world for doing all these shows. But before then, there were a lot of them. Very similar and very similar results.
Time of possession, 35 of the 49ers, and rounding it off here, 25 for the Saints. The defense is on the field a lot. Third down conversions on the Saints, 4 for 11. That ain't going to get it done. 49ers weren't much better, 5 for 13. We'll take a break. We come back. Will Lutz, I don't know. He's money until he's not. We can talk about a lot of different things when we come back. Mike Dottiglia is our guest, talking about the Saints yesterday with the 49ers. They had a bunch of chances and just, like Mike said, found a way to lose. Ryan Ramczyk, who really is one of the guys you can normally count on, had one terrible series where he was just knocked back on his caboose. That's not going to look good on film. And a couple of plays later, critical offsides, early start. 6:20 more, we come back. Time for traffic now, WWL.
Second and goal from the 6. Dalton from the right hash mark out of the shotgun. 3 receivers left. Juwan Johnson right. Looking, throws short to Kamara. Kamara catches it at the 2. Fumble. 1, ball's loose. Did Juwan Johnson get it? Ball still loose.
San Francisco ends up with it.
San Francisco has it.
6:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Dottiglia, host here at WWL, co-host of Sports Talk. He'll be second-guessing tonight on the beach in Hancock County, Mississippi. He and Bobby Hebert live from the Silver Slipper, your host on the coast. They'll talk Saints 49ers, take your calls on the black and gold. Then at 6:30, Saints Coaches Show. Don't miss it when Bobby Hebert and Mike Haas go deep with Saints head coach Dennis Allen and strength and conditioning coach Matt Clapp on a Community Coffee Saints Radio Network. Then at 7:30, Steelers Colts on WWL, and now featured live on the free Odyssey app. Mike, what the hell's going on with Alvin Kamara?
Man, he has not been a guy that's fumbled much during his career. And we've seen him put the ball on the ground 4 times this year. Mm-hmm. And I can't explain why. It's the same thing what's happened with Will Lutz. Will Lutz is the most talented place kicker this team has had since Martin Anderson. And what's happened with him, just you got to secure the football. You can't have it out there. The first one, hard hit, it got popped loose.
It looked like he might have had one. His other arm, somebody might have been holding it, so I don't know if he could have covered it up. I looked at the replay on that one.
On that particular deal, that ball looked like it was shaky even before maybe he got hit.
Yeah.
The one near the goal line, I understand what he was trying to do. He was trying to score at that point. Man, it's like gold when you get that close. And then you got two Saints players who are right there and couldn't come up with the recovery. So, listen, when things go bad, they go bad. I don't care if you're a great player or if you're an average player. When it goes bad for everyone. It just ain't select. You know, again, losing has a million fathers to it in football or in sports. Really does. It's not just one guy. It's, we need a quarterback. Well, that's obvious. But they got more than just quarterback issues on this football team. And we've been saying that now for weeks. It's more than just a quarterback issue here.
You know,
it's across the board.
Well, what I was thinking yesterday as I watched that game after the goal line stand, and I'm watching the defense the rest of the game because it was one of those deals, it seemed like where you had everybody wrapped up. You had 3 guys around the 49er when he got the ball, right? And I was thinking at the beginning of the season we were saying, you know, if the defense played well, we didn't need the offense to be at the top of the heap. All we needed was for them to be average. And they're not even close to being average. So
well, you can't turn the ball over.
Nope.
That's the thing. Again, people, just be even in the turnover. No, hell no. You got to be on the plus side.
We certainly
can't.
You
can't, against a good team, Tommy, you can't turn the ball over twice.
Being even would be better than -2, but I understand the point you're making.
Yeah, you can't do that. and expect that you're going to win. Your margin of error is small, so you cannot turn the football over with. And again, crucial penalties at crucial times in a game. And we saw it again yesterday. But that's been almost from game one. You see that. Again, bad teams find a way to lose. And you found another sort of adventure on how to lose a game yesterday.
And right before that, or rather right as the game starts, you see that Tampa Bay lost. So, you know, here we go. Opportunity knocking again. Are we going to answer the door? No, we're going to lock it. We're going to close the windows. We're going to make sure that opportunity doesn't get in. It's baffling to me, Mike. It really is. We can come back and talk about it, this and LSU. What happened yesterday, hear me out here. I'm not talking about the quarterback at all. It's an analogy, okay? You know how when Jameis Winston was in and the offense looked like it didn't really know what it was doing? I got that feel yesterday, but it was not from the quarterback play. It was maybe from what was coming in from the bench, where I didn't really see where we were trying to go or what we were trying to do. It seemed like offensively, in a lot of ways, we were just throwing stuff at the wall to see what stuck. Did you get that feeling at all?
There's no rhyme, no rhythm to this offense at all.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. All right, Mike Dettelier is our guest. He'll be back with us till 7 o'clock. You got any questions, 504 or comments, 260-1870. Right now it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 644, 16 before 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Tim was going to play a highlight there, but they didn't really have that many. So, Mike Dettelier, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you to allow me a little latitude, Your Honor, with this question, all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Where do you think this team would be if Sean Payton was still here?
You'd have a winning record.
Okay.
I'm convinced of that. You'd have a winning record. He somehow found a way to win, you know, and that's – you got to give it to him. There's a lot of people that – you know, there was a constant complaint about Sean one way or another. Oh, anybody can coach this team.
Mm-hmm.
You're finding out about anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't that easy. And so you'd have a winning record with Sean, bottom line.
Do you think you'd have all these, you think you'd have all these penalties over and over again?
They were never a heavily penalized team under Sean. Really weren't. That wasn't you know, the offense kind of it ran with a hot motor, and you had you know, he had Drew all those years other than last year.
Right, but I'm talking about if Sean Payton was a coach this year, just hypothetically speaking.
I don't think you'd have the penalties.
Okay, and what about the turnovers? Where do you think we'd be at on turnover margin? A ratio.
That part's hard to make a call on.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard one to make a call on because that's on the individual player.
But you see where I'm leading with this questioning, right?
I know exactly where you're going.
So what then?
You got to take a hard look at what you got set up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. Coaches get fired 7 or 8 every year.
This ain't personal, by the way. This is just business.
It's all business.
Right.
This is about winning. Winning. And that's what you're paid to do. You're paid to win. Okay. Ed Orgeron won a national championship in 2019. By the end of the 2021 season, he was adios.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone. He didn't win. That is what major college football and major college professional sports is. It's about winning. And so you got to take a hard look at it. You know, and you think it's going to get better by the time the season ends? No.
No, it's not.
You're going to see the same old, same old.
And it's not going to get better next season either. I hate to say that, but you've seen – I think you've had enough of a sample, don't you, to see what the staff is capable of, et cetera?
I think you got a major sample size of what's happening.
Okay.
A major sample of it, you know, okay? You can say, oh, they got injuries. Everybody got injuries. Come on, you're not paying attention if that's your excuse. Everybody in the NFL has had to fight through injuries. The 49ers earlier this season had a ton of injuries. They played a game with 6 starters out on defense and 5 starters out on offense. Played a couple games like that. So everybody's had them. You can say, well, we're getting healthier. Well, tell me how much better you played yesterday with a healthy team. You played good on defense. You played good on defense. You got to say that. That part of the game was there for you. And again, what you bring up, in pro football, when you hold a team to 13 points, you shouldn't lose.
Nope.
But your offense got to score. The name of the game, you got to score somewhere along the lines. And again, what's troubling is it's not just your average or above average players not coming through for you. It's your top players. They're not coming through for you either. And that's it kind of spreads when those things happen. It spread across the board. You brought up Ramczyk. Two fumbles by Kamara. Again, Lutz missing a field goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lutz is one of the best field goal kickers in the NFL. Ramczyk's one of the best right tackles in the NFL. Now, you might con yourself with the fumbles that Kamara's not a good player. But Alvin Kamara's a damn good football player in this league, a really good one. And again, I think for most people who maybe haven't lived through those times where things go bad, it just doesn't go bad for one or two things. It's across the board goes bad. And every week it changes. Next week your offense might play well and your defense don't play good.
Mm-hmm.
That I've been through it before. Now, I always used to tease Bobby, man, he never had to go through what me and DeLiberto had to go through on these second guest shows on Monday nights. You know, 3-13 seasons, 4-12 type seasons. Well, you're going through it this year. I think they'll win more than a few games, and they may win a game or two down the stretch, but still, does that really change? Really, the headlines is this team has been disappointing. They don't play with a lot of energy at times.
No consistency.
On one side
all.
Of the football or the other.
No consistency whatsoever. You have no idea what you're going to get.
And again, it's, you kind of rolling dice every time you watch them.
So I think all that being said, I think they're going to have some tough decisions to make over on Airline Drive, and I hope they make the right one because, again, I can't stand mediocrity and treading water ain't getting you anywhere. And look, you know, if it's high school, it's different. If you're just trying, somebody texted in. And look, I was on a plane, and I know everybody takes the loss hard. They're trying, but it ain't enough in the NFL to try. You got to do in the NFL. It's a business. It's not personal.
You paid to win.
Tyrann Mathieu, that poor guy, he just, and when I say poor guys, it's obvious that he shouldn't even be on the field. Real quick, let's talk about LSU. What happened, Mike?
The SEC is physically and emotionally draining.
That's an excellent way to put it.
And it sometimes will kick your butt. This team over exceeded expectations. I've seen some real stupid comments about they weren't ready to play, you know, and this and that. No, we said it all week long. Texas A&M's a talented football team. That they've just been underachievers. They took Alabama to the final play of the game. Okay, they played two good games all year long. They beat LSU and they lost on the final play of the game to Alabama. Okay, they got talent. Now, they finally played up to what I think most people thought they could play up to this year.
Texas A&M.
Yeah. And A-Chain was unbelievable as a running
back.
Was
he supposed to play or not? Was that a surprise?
No, he was not supposed to play. I did a couple shows with the A&M radio network, and they did not think he would play.
Because that's a hell of a surprise, I got to tell you.
No, he's a good – no, he's not a big guy as a running back, but, man, he's a tough little guy, and he's got some speed and some scoot. And then Musa Muhammad, Musim Muhammad's son, he came up with two one-handed catches that were just terrific. Their defense, you know, they played pretty good. They should. They got the best team money can buy.
Yep, they do.
And that's not a knock.
It's a state of affairs.
That's the truth.
It's a state of affairs. That's right. It's just the way it is.
Within 30 hours, they've had four guys go in the transfer portal from Texas A&M, breaking out of there. And two of them after the win. So it goes to show you kind of where A&M is today.
And where college football is today. Hey, real quick, you think they got a chance against Georgia?
Georgia's the better team. Georgia's going to have to help them in order for them to win that game. Now, I will say this. When you count them out that they're not going to play well, that's when they come up with a pretty good game. I think they hang in there against Georgia, but the Bulldogs win.
Right,
Bulldogs are the better team.
We'll talk to you at the end of the week. Thank you, Mike. Mike DeTillia, we'll be listening this afternoon as well, all right?
All right, thank you, Tommy.
You got it. 6:53 is Mike DeTillia. He'll be second guessing, starting at 4 o'clock with the Cajun Cannon, and then the Saints Coaches Show at 6:30 with Dennis Allen, and I think they have the strength and conditioning coach. 6:53, 7 till 7, traffic now on WWL.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.